Hey, health junkies. It's time for The Health Fix. Join your host, Dr. Janine Krause, as she gives you a dose of what you need to know and do right now to take control of your health from the inside out, to rebel against aging, look damn good, fight stress, and laugh every day.
Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about Google doctoring. If you don't know what that means, it means online research for looking at medical information. And today, I'm wanting to talk about why it's important to look for information online, but also why it's really important to know what's out there in terms of legitimacy and what's out there in terms of things that are going to make you think that you are dying right now. And I bring this up in this moment because it seems that when I get busier in the end of the year, patients can't get in as soon as they would like to. And of course, I try to get people in last minute always, but sometimes, you know, things happen in the middle of the night and you start to get worried and you can't sleep because you're worried about a certain condition. So you Google like crazy what symptoms you have and you end up going down these dark, dark holes. And by the morning when you've had all of this research, you're convinced you're going to die. And so if this has happened to you, you're not alone. In fact, about 93 million or 80% of Americans search online for health-related concerns. And in particular in 2018, that was the data from Pew Internet and American Life Project. But you're not alone searching online. It's just a matter in terms of knowing when to consult your doctor versus panic yourself that you either have cancer and you're going to die tomorrow. Because unfortunately, that is what seems to happen sometimes when we look at the most common signs of pain and anxiety and numbness and tingling, things of that nature. So really, the goal of my podcast today is really to help you with knowing what's a legit site, but also knowing when to stop Google doctoring and contact your doctor, but also when Google doctoring is appropriate. Because in some cases, especially when you have a chronic condition that no doctor seems to 100% figure out, you do have to self-advocate a little bit. And I highly encourage my patients to do so and bring their findings back to me, because let's face it, you are in your body, you know your symptoms better than anyone else, and you're able to help piece things together for your doctor because you're with yourself 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so what I'm going to talk about today is how important it is to take what you find online with a grain of salt, but to take that information and bring it to your doctor. Now, a lot of people tell me that they don't have enough time within their doctor visit to discuss all these things. And it's true. It's absolutely true, because the standard of care right now in the United States is 15-minute visits, and that's all you get. And in some places, you can only bring one medical problem to the table. If you have multiple ones, you've got to make separate visits. And that can be really annoying and frustrating. And if your insurance is a high deductible insurance, that's expensive too, to have to go back for all of those particular complaints. So what are we left with? We are left with Google doctoring to figure out solutions on our own. So this is why we are in the situation of researching online. So here's a little more data, just so that you can see that it's quite popular. In fact, 63% of folks who go online to look up information on medical conditions are actually looking up a specific disease or medical problem. And more than half of those folks who do look up a specific disease or medical problem are doing so for someone else, a spouse, a child, a friend, a loved one. So we're not only looking for ourselves, we're looking for relatives and friends And that's huge because, unfortunately, yes, the way our system is set up, 15-minute visits don't cover everything that you need to in that time. Now, women are 85% likely to look online for health conditions compared to men at 75%. And really, folks between 25 and 34 years of age are the big online searchers, whereas folks over 65 aren't looking online as much. Just a little data there. Interesting components. Now, let's talk about why online research is good. Like I mentioned before, online researching can help you identify and understand your specific medical condition. So if you've already been diagnosed with something, absolutely looking online for support. There's a lot of great forums online for emotional support and ideas to help with managing and treating your conditions. However, what I've seen out of a lot of forums is that they end up being more of a gripe session where folks are just complaining about their symptoms and talking about the worst case scenarios, which can be really scary for folks, especially for some of my folks who have conditions that are really serious, especially autoimmune conditions as well. The forums are really hit or miss. So I highly recommend searching out forums and Facebook groups that are positive versus heavily negative. If you're in a negative group right now, it's time to jump out of there and find some folks that are positive. Now, with these online searches, you can figure out ideas and concepts related to your health condition that maybe your doctor didn't think of, or something outside of the box. I'm always up for learning from my patients as to what they found online. You know, sometimes I've seen certain treatments but never tried it out. And, you know, a lot of times it's interesting quality information. Sometimes it's kind of crazy information. So this is why I do recommend, if you're looking at your condition online and you're going, they're talking about this specific diet or they're talking about this specific herb. Well, it's wise to talk with your doc first. Especially if you're seeing a naturopath, they're going to understand the herbs a little bit better, acupuncturist as well, functional medicine docs, versus your traditional physician. Unless your traditional physician has been trained in herbs, that's always a possibility too, so never 100% rule that out. That's why I like the idea of folks seeing a naturopathic doctor or herbal-based doctor along with a conventional medicine doc, because now you can have two thought processes and hopefully the two of them communicate so that you can get the best answers. So something to think about. The other reason I think that online researching is good is because sometimes your doc's too busy to answer all of your questions in the visit. And it doesn't mean that they don't want to focus on you. It's just that standard care, like I said, is 15-minute visits and one problem. Now, if you're seeing a functional medicine doc or a naturopath, we do tend to try to tackle more problems in a particular visit. But sometimes you have to categorize which problems are most important to tackle first, and then which ones to go after later. So in that categorizing process, you can definitely be researching your subsequent problems that you're not focusing on directly. However, I will say that taking care of your health one step at a time versus trying to tackle every single one of your health problems at the same time is a smart way to go. Because every single time that I've tried to tackle every single problem a patient has in a visit, things get out of hand. Let's just be honest here. So why is it important to consult with your doctor? Well, you know, because we know your history, of course, if we've seen you before, but we also know what we've seen on a general level with your specific condition. Now, obviously, if your doctor's never seen your condition, then you want to find a specialist. But, you know, we base your reported symptoms, we base it off of what we find in the clinical exam, or if we need an MRI or x-ray, that helps to add to the information. And then we go about information in terms of your lifestyle, your medical history, kind of put it all together with your help. And, you know, if you aren't getting that sleuthing effect with your doctor where the two of you can sit down and go, okay, I've seen X, Y, and Z, you know, online, and your doc goes, okay, you know, and your doctor can hear you and listen to you and help with sleuthing your problem, then if you don't have that relationship, you gotta find yourself another doctor. The other big thing, which I found extremely useful for folks, is calling ahead to your doctor's office or when you're scheduling your appointment and saying you need more time and see if you can schedule a longer appointment and that you have and mention that you have a lot of questions. A lot of times doctors will be willing to allow for a longer appointment. And I think this is absolutely crucial for anyone that has an autoimmune condition, anyone that has cancer, of course, but you know, something that you've been struggling with for a while that you're not getting resolved. I think it's valid for your doctor to spend more time with you to answer your questions. And if your doctor is unwilling, then I would see if you can use a portal system. It's kind of like email. I have this in my practice. It's called OnPatient. And what it is we can message back and forth to discuss their condition. And I'm more than happy to do that. And we set up times, you know, we're not going to be answering it at 3 a.m. And unfortunately, that's when most of the Googling doctor anxiety happens. But these are things to keep in mind that, you know, you can access your doctors these days. We have the ability to have portal systems. If your doctor doesn't utilize a portal system, find another doctor that does that you like. I think a big thing here that we're kind of stuck in between this old school and new school medicine is that a lot of us look at doctors as being the end all be all and what they say goes, and we don't think to get a second opinion. We don't think to interview doctors. We're just kind of like, well, my insurance plan assigned me to this guy. I've got to stay with him. And in fact, this happens actually in my insurance plan that I have. I was assigned a doctor and a physician's assistant in a letter that came to me. And I was like, well, okay, I've never met this person. I'm going to interview this person before I decide if he's really going to be my doctor or she's going to really be my physician's assistant. So you have the ability to interview these folks. Keep that in mind. And so if you're not getting the answers you need and you find yourself continually spending time online researching your condition, then it might be time to find a new doc. So things to think about. Now, as we get more and more advanced online and research algorithms and AI, so all that artificial intelligence improves, honestly, we're probably going to be having websites and apps that can be more accurate in terms of helping you figure out your symptoms. Right now, a 2016 study found that symptom checking websites and apps are only accurate 34% of the time. That's kind of scary. Hopefully, we can improve that over time. Now, that same study in 2016, given doctors the same information as those apps and websites, doctors diagnosed a condition properly 72% of the time. So going from 34% accuracy on apps to 72%, you know, that's a pretty good improvement. Now, 72%, that's a low C. If you're talking grading, I hope that I can be better than that. But, you know, things, it's why we call it practicing medicine, not why we call it mastering medicine. So it's something to keep in mind that these apps and symptom checkers are not 100% accurate. I've had quite a few patients use those over the last couple of years and call my office in a panic at 4 a.m. And, you know, it's unfortunate because I think as time these will get better. But right now, the downside of online research is that it can lead to unnecessary anxiety. Now, if you search terms like nausea, fatigue, abdominal pain, sore joints, my goodness, you are going to have all these possible diagnoses from minor issues to life-threatening conditions, with cancer being the big one. And so when you use these online symptom checkers, you might struggle really figuring out, is this diagnosis even applicable to you? And so then it starts into the unnecessary anxiety. And it's really easy to assume the worst, you know, just using a symptoms checker online. But really, I really, really hope that you reach out and feel comfortable to reach out to your doctor when you've used a symptoms checker and you're panicking, because you don't want to let that panic go for too long. You want to nip it right in the bud, get it figured out. So if that's happening to you or it's happened to you, next time, give your doctor a call. Tell them what you found online. Tell them what you linked up in terms of your symptoms. And then see what you two can figure out together. Because the goal of doctors should really be to educate, empower patients, listen to patients, and work with patients to come up with solutions for their medical problems versus dictate and serve as this huge authority that can't be double-crossed. No way. I really like to have people work with me on their healthcare. It's a team approach. It's important. And if you're not getting that, like I said before, you might want to consider interviewing different doctors. Now, here's a couple things that you should think about before you go Google doctoring and you are trying to find a good, reliable healthcare website. You want to consider if the website's run by a identified health expert, such as a government agency, a hospital group. I'm talking like CDC, Cleveland Clinic, Mayo Clinic. These articles are going to be research-backed, very, very Western medical-based. Now, identified health expert giving themselves a medical doctor name, things of that nature. Now, sometimes medical doctors online have really great information. Sometimes it's a little out there. Now, hey, I'm a naturopath. I'm all up for out there if it makes sense. Usually, I prefer if my patients find something online that they talk to me about what kind of different treatments and say rogue therapies are out there to treat their conditions. Really, a red flag on a website is if someone's touting a particular cure-all type of supplement or herb or something of that nature that's going to take away all the symptoms that you have and it seems too good to be true. Chances are, it probably is. Now, looking at articles online, you always want to see if they're selling something, because that goes back to if it's touted as a miracle treatment and they're selling it, well, of course they're going to talk about this particular treatment. I'm more inclined to have folks look for research. Research-based, evidence-based medicine. So the websites claims, I want them to be supported by peer-reviewed or clinical research, something of that nature. And they're not selling something to you. Maybe the person's selling courses or coaching, that's fine, but they're not selling you a product. Now, that being said, you also want to look further into the research and find out who funded the research too, because keep in mind, I've even mentioned before that the food industry will sponsor a lot of research. And so you can see research that comes out that drinking coffee is amazing, but if like Starbucks funded it, well, would you take that with a grain of salt? Heck yeah, you should. So it's really important to get the background on, okay, does this information really make sense, and who's writing it and who's supporting it. Now, also a big one is, does a website have an editorial board or review system? So reviewed by. So you'll see a lot of articles that are written by, say, a regular journalist, but then after it'll say peer reviewed by medical doctor Joe Schmo. That's where you want to know, that's where you know that, okay, this article's legit. So if you're looking at like a checklist, first things first is it a well-known website such as Medscape or WebMD or Cleveland Clinic or Mayo Clinic? These are bigger websites, CDC, NIH. So these are going to be what's put out by the government, but also what's put out by these particular hospitals or agencies. There is a great one, speaking of which, University of Maryland, by the way, for herbs, just in case you're wondering or looking at information on herbs, just popped in my head. So you want to look for who's running the website, who's in charge of it. Then you want to look at the qualifications of whoever wrote the article or whoever peer reviewed the article. Then you want to look for these claims that the website is saying about X, Y, or Z treatment or X, Y, or Z symptoms. Look to see if it's research-based, and if so, who funded that research. The way to find out who funded the research is to go to PubMed.org and type in the research ID. It'll say PMID in the article, or just take the title that they linked in there and copy and paste it into PubMed, and you'll see who wrote it, who, you know, put the article out. Then you can kind of see, well, is it legit? Now, a lot of times when patients are really panicking with anxiety, it's usually a website such as WebMD, or Healthline or something of that nature, where they've looked at their symptoms and now the symptoms are all matching up with things like cancer or, you know, bowel obstructions. I don't know. Gonna come up with that one. But at this point, you know, those are legit sites, but you always want to go back to your doctor and be like, okay, I'm having some anxiety. I found this online. What do you think? And if you can't have that real conversation with your doc, then like I said before, time to find a new doc, time to find someone else who will support you in your Google doctoring, but in a healthy way. It's a teamwork approach. Now, keep in mind that in visits, we can't always discuss everything. And sometimes you have to advocate for yourself. I think a lot of patients are still stuck in the world of they're afraid to, to go against what the doctor says. Or they're too afraid to speak up and say, well, I saw this online. What do you think? For fear of maybe being shamed or for fear of telling the doc that you looked for something else online besides the treatment presented, or because whatever treatment you were receiving from your doc wasn't working, you for some reason were afraid to tell them. Don't be afraid. My goodness. We're all in this to help you. If your doc's not in to help you, I don't know what to tell them. They chose the wrong profession. People who are physicians legitimately started the game out, let's put it that way, of being a doc because they wanted to help people. It's not because you're going to make tons of money. It's because you truly want to help people. You want to make tons of money, you got to find another job. This isn't it. It's you do it because you love it and you love people. So, point being is that sometimes we can't always discuss everything in our visits because we're talking about other problems or talking about other things, whatever it may be. And perhaps that happens to you with your doctor's visit. Make a list when you leave the doctor's office about everything you didn't discuss and send a message on the portal system. It's really easy to do. Get a hold of their nurses. Explain your frustrations or your problems, your interests, your curiosities, because I would much rather have people not panicking and going down these really terrible rabbit holes of Google doctoring where they're looking at things that are going to cause them unnecessary stress. Don't stress yourself out. It's not worth it at all. Now, if you're still scared to speak up for yourself or you find that you know someone who just doesn't speak up for himself, maybe they need an advocate. There are patient care advocates that can be assigned to folks, and you can actually advocate for friends and family as well and sit in the appointments with them and ask the doctor questions. I think a lot of people aren't aware that you can counter what your doctor says. You can ask more questions. You can say, well, what about this? What about that? I researched this online. You know, we're all aware that you can Google doctors. Sometimes we have to research online to figure out what's going on with someone as well. We do our own versions of Google doctoring, a little bit more advanced, but there are things that we have to look up too. We're humans just like you. I think a lot of people, I don't know, we don't know everything. I definitely don't know everything, and I have to look things up as well. So the point of this podcast really was to have folks think about things realistically before you start going down a rabbit hole. Because online, there are websites out there that are going to tell you the worst case scenarios of every single thing that's ever happened to them with certain conditions. Let's take Hashimoto's, which is an autoimmune thyroid condition. There are a lot of rogue websites out there that I don't like because they talk about the worst and the best in terms of therapies, and they rank them. And unfortunately, they're making it as if every single person is just like them. So these are individuals who have Hashimoto's who have created websites to help others, which I think is great, but no one person is the same. No two people are the same. Sorry. If you're looking at it in terms of conditions, every single person is different. And so looking at WebMD or Medscape and looking at symptoms, because your symptoms slightly match up with the serious condition, it doesn't always mean that you have that condition. It means that you might have something that's leading up to it. You might have something around that area, but you want to talk with your doc to confirm it. So take a deep breath and don't get into these rabbit holes with all in on the anxiety levels. Talk to your doctor about what you found. Talk to folks in your family about what you've found and see, you know, if anyone else is experiencing symptoms similar to you, especially if it's a hereditary type of condition. But most importantly, talk with your doc. You want a partnership with your doc, not a dictatorship. So like I've repeated a million times in this podcast, make sure you find a doc that you can talk on a one-on-one basis and feel comfortable to ask any questions whatsoever. It's really, really important. And when you're out there looking at websites and heading down different rabbit holes to find information to help with your condition, take notes. Take notes on what websites you found information on. Also, connect the dots in terms of why particular symptoms make you think that you have one thing or another. Streamlining your notes for when you go into your doctor's visit can be really useful for both you and your doctor so that you can stay on task, and it's very streamlined for your doc to go from why you thought the symptoms that you saw online were things that could be contributing to this serious condition you found. So very important stuff. Go prepared to your doctor visits. In fact, I even did a podcast way back when I was starting to get going in podcasting, and I interviewed a doc on the East Coast for his website called My MediClick. And it really is a research database website that you can look at to gather information and research based on your particular condition. And it's mymediclick.com. I will link it in my podcast notes. It's one of the best ways to advocate for yourself by going into the doctor's office armed with questions written out on a piece of paper and the research that you have found bullet pointed out on that piece of paper, so that when you're walking in there, you're like walking in there armed with information that's clear and concise, which can also help if there's a time constraint on your visit. Keep in mind, you can always ask for longer visits, and if that's not possible, it's time to use that portal system if your doctor has one. That way you can take all the information you've compiled with the research and send information over. I highly recommend it. It's really a great way to go if your doc isn't able to see you right away, or if you don't have an appointment coming up in the near future and say you're in between appointments and you're starting to get anxious about things you're finding online. So the bottom line here is, open up lines of communication with your doc. And if you can't and you don't feel comfortable, it's time to find a new doc. Start interviewing folks. There's no shame in that. It's no big deal. We want to have a good fit with our patients, and you deserve it. So there you have it. Don't let yourself go Google doctoring alone. Partner up with a doc to help you in the process, and you'll get the best care that way. Because now you're going to have input on your end, and your doctor can help to fill in those loose ends. And you guys can work as a team to figure out what's going on. So if you're looking for more information in terms of my algorithm that I recommend for looking at websites to know if they're legit, I'm going to put that on my podcast notes at drjkrausnd.com. I'll also have My MediClick and the podcast link for My MediClick. Whew, is way back from when I first started podcasting. So check it out and see what you think. And if you're struggling out there with finding answers to your condition and finding support, there are great forums on Facebook. You just want to look for one that is supportive versus Debbie Downer negative. So search for some positiveness in your life, and that will make things a heck of a lot better, because unfortunately I think the second worst thing than Google doctoring alone is being in a forum with a bunch of negative Nancys. So that being said, you all have survived another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. You have a great day, whatever you're doing. Hey everybody, Dr. Janine Krause here. If you liked what you heard today, then head over to drjkrausnd.com to find my free resources and information to know when I post something new that's juicy that you might want to check out. Plus, head over to where you get your podcasts and like, subscribe, and write a review to help get the word out about me and help others at the same time to find me. It really does help, and I really appreciate all of your reviews.